Studio 360.
Nicholson Baker is a braver man than I. He's the author of lots of acclaimed books, including the great novel Mezzanine and his most recent novel, I think, called House of Holes, and his recent history of World War II, a nonfiction book called Human Smoke. His new book is also nonfiction about his stint in the state of Maine, where he lives as a substitute teacher. It's called Substitute. One day, he is assigned to teach a middle school English class. As you might imagine, it didn't go so well.
It was April Fool's Day at Laswell Middle School. "You're Mr. Monette today, all day," said the secretary, Elaine. Mr. Monette's room was in Team Ganges, and he taught eighth graders language arts. At the lockers outside room 83, Wyatt, with an orange Superman logo on his shirt, saw me and froze. "Wait, are you subbing for Mr. Monette?" I said I was.
"Yes."
He pumped his fist and did a little dance with his friend, who was wearing a cape. No real work for them today. I found the staff bathroom and blew my nose and tried to wake up. "Students are working on a unit on conflict in short stories," Mr. Monette's subplan said. "Their rough drafts should be completed today, and their final drafts are due tomorrow." I cleared some space on the desk and poured some coffee from a thermos. Prentice sat down near me and stared into space. "How are you doing?" I asked. "Did you get enough sleep?" "No," he said. "Me neither." It was homeroom, so I didn't have to teach anything. "Hey, Mr. What's-Your-Name," said Bethany, dressed as Wonder Woman. A teacher came by. "It's superhero day," she explained. "Some of them have chosen to dress up, so that will create a stir." "Yes, it's Spirit Week," said Marielle. "We raise money. Right now we're raising money for a school in Cameroon." I asked how the superhero outfits related to that. "We have to bring in a dollar if we want to wear an outfit," said Marielle. She rubbed her finger. I burned myself. "Toaster accident?" I said. "No, ironing," said Marielle. The PA lady came on.
"Good morning. If you could please rise and say with me the Pledge of Allegiance."
We rose. We said it. The lunch menu was
hot buffalo wing wrap-it-ups with shredded cheese, brown rice pilaf, romaine and tomato mix, carrot coins, chilled apple juice, and milk choices.
Milk choices. There were always milk choices. She read the names of the artists of the week.
"And here's another list of students who will receive a super student award due to their considerate and kind behavior to others."
There were three boys and four girls.
"Congratulations to these students. Wouldn't it be excellent to hear your name read on this announcement too?"
Then the president of the student council made an announcement.
"Good morning, LMS. Today is superhero day. I am excited to see all the costumes people brought in to wear."
He described the private school in Cameroon that was the recipient of superhero money.
"There are 140 students in the school. The students get two meals a day plus their education."
The money raised by middle schoolers would pay for a storage tank for clean water, he said.
"There is no running water at the school. Students have to carry water down the street in buckets."
The first block students filled the room, and there were a lot of them. "I remember you from science," said John. I wrote my name on the board and waved my arms and shouted and got the class to look up. "I guess you're thinking about conflict today. Conflict in short stories?" A quiet girl nodded. Her name was Bailey. I said I didn't understand what conflict was and why we needed to look for it. "I don't understand it either," said Bailey. She had a photocopy of Poe's The Telltale Heart on her desk. I said, "So Bailey's reading The Telltale Heart, which is about the scary heart that's beating and all that? What's the conflict? Shelby raised his hand. He chopped him up. That's something that happened, I said. It's person versus person, said Aaron. I see, it's a fight, I said. Melissa raised her hand. It was person versus self. That's what they say, right? It's person versus self, I said. I guess you're right. The class went back to talking. I looked down at the subplans. I had nothing to offer them. Somebody started noisily sharpening a pencil.
That's Nicholson Baker reading from his new nonfiction book, Substitute.